Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, everybody, it's Lee
and Peter,
and welcome to our second incredible bonus episode
that we like to call Story Explosion.
Peter, I thought that when we say Story Explosion, there's supposed to be a huge explosion.
Oh, no, that was last week.
What about this week?
Well, this week it's an itty bitty baby explosion.
Why?
Because it's so cute.
You know what? You're right. Story Explosion!
Look at that little story explosion.
What a little bitty cutie explosion.
It has such big eyes.
That's how we know we have to take care of it.
That makes perfect sense.
Peter, can you tell our listeners everything they need to know about Story Explosion?
Lee, Story Explosion is a very special bonus podcast where we give our listeners three times as many stories as usual.
Three times as many stories? That is a story explosion.
I know. And Lee, the reason we're doing it is to ask our listeners to help support the Story Pirates podcast. That's right. We're asking for donations, and in return, we're giving y'all a story explosion.
I just want to eat that little explosion wide up.
Parents, you can help out by going to storypirates.org/podcastfans, where you can find out all about our awesome thank you gifts that we're offering to donors, including tickets to live shows, backstage tours with me and Lee, exclusive digital content, Story Pirates gear, and even a phone call from Lee.
I love phone calls.
But enough of that for now, because it's exploding time.
Time for us to explode. Now are the stories you want to hear.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Our first story comes to us from a pre-kindergartner from Flanders, New Jersey. Her name's Michaela, and Michaela's story is called Kids Riding Ponies.
Laura, are you in there? Laura? Laura?
Sorry, Mother. I couldn't hear you over the homework I was doing.
Oh, I've heard that one before, Laura. Let me see this alleged homework.
All right, well, here you go.
Well, this is all done, and all the answers are correct, and you even did the little extra credit bonus questions.
Oh, what did you want, Mother?
Did you take out the trash?
Oh, I took all the trashes out, just to be sure.
Is your room clean?
Take a look yourself.
It is clean. A little too clean, if you ask. Wait, what's this? Hiding under your bed.
Oh, nothing.
It doesn't look like nothing. It looks like a toy pony.
No, it isn't a toy pony. It's a butterfly.
Oh, Laura, stop lying. It doesn't become you. Now, I've told you, you can't play with ponies.
But, oh, Mother, why not?
Because that's the rule. I don't make all the rules. I just know you have to follow them.
But, Mother, you did make that rule, and I don't understand why. I'm just a little girl, Mother.
Now, Laura, calm down.
I will not calm down. I'm just a kid, Mother. And when kids are done with their homework and chores, all kids want to do is to be free to ride ponies.
But, Laura, you can't. That's not the way the world works.
We'll see about that, Mother. We'll just see about that.
Where are you going, Laura?
I'm going to ride ponies, Mother. I'm going to find a bunch of kids riding ponies, and we're going to ride them all the way to the land of make-believe.
But, Laura, we're having tacos. Your favorite tonight.
Don't try to stop me, Mother. I'm already gone.
Laura? Laura, no! Darn you kids! Darn you kids riding ponies!
Oh, I've been walking for hours. Why did I run out like that? And what exactly am I running towards? Towards kids riding ponies? I wouldn't even know where to find that. What was that? Oh, I heard it again. It seemed like it was coming from over there. It sounded like... Oh, but it couldn't be. But I'm almost positive it sounded like a pony! Why, look at this clearing in the woods! There are ponies everywhere! Oh, if only I had some friends I could ride them with, and we could ride them all the way to the land of make-believe! Kids, who are you?
Call me Jillian.
Sarah.
Scotty.
How did you get here?
Well, I just left my house. I'm not allowed to play with the toy ponies, you see.
Me neither.
Nor I.
But you know, somewhere out there you had to find other kids and ride ponies to the land of make-believe.
Why, yes, that's it exactly.
I just kept walking. I don't know where I was going to land.
Me too.
But here are all these ponies. Perhaps we could ride them.
Oh, but how could we get them to stop?
Wouldn't it be funny if they all just stopped when I yelled, "Stop, ponies!"
Well, that worked.
Well, let's get on those steps and climb up on the ponies and then ride them.
Onward, kids!
Riding!
Oh, this is wonderful!
Riding and riding!
I can't believe I'm here!
Riding and riding!
I'm Scotty.
We're kids riding ponies!
Oh, hey! What gives? My pony made me fall off, and I got hurt.
Scotty, here, I'll help you. Oh! Now my pony made me fall off, and I got hurt.
You guys are obviously amateurs. Ah! Yikes! My pony made me fall off, and I got hurt.
Well, looks like I'm the only one who didn't get hurt because the pony didn't make them fall off. And there I go.
Look, they're all giving us band-aids?
Well, let's get back on our ponies and keep riding to the land of make-believe.
Riding.
Here we come!
Riding and riding!
Still here!
Riding and riding!
I'm Scotty.
We're kids riding ponies!
We're here, in the land of make-believe.
Make-believe? Are you sure this is it?
Are you sure it isn't? It's all just make-believe.
Shh, quiet you.
Well, I for one am going to jump right into that pool.
Ooh, yeah. Me too, cannonball.
I'm Scotty.
Scotty? Scotty, Scotty, don't forget your sunscreen.
Mom?
That's right, darling. I'm here, along with everyone else's mommy.
Mommy!
My mommy!
Oh, I don't see my mother. I guess she was really angry at me.
I guess she was.
Mommy, you're here, but...
I couldn't stay mad at you for too long, sweetheart, because you were right, and I was wrong. About kids. Kids riding ponies. Kids need to ride ponies all the way to the land of make-believe, and mommies need to let them. I'm sorry, Laura, and I won't ever stand in the way of your dreams again.
Oh, Mommy.
And as long as you continue to do your homework and chores.
Deal.
Now let's pick the best house in the land of make-believe. We're going to live here
forever. We're kids riding ponies.
Wow, Scotty has really got it going on.
His charisma just oozes out of those headphones.
We love you, Scotty!
Almost as much as we love everyone who helps keep this podcast going.
We just want to thank everyone who's reached out to let us know how much they love the Story Pirates podcast. We're so grateful to everyone that leaves a rating and a review on iTunes. We read them all, and frankly,
They make me blush.
Lee, you're blushing right now.
No, I'm not.
Is that a sunburn or something?
No, it's my tomato paste skin cream that I use.
Mm, let me try that. Yum!
Don't do that again, please.
Sorry.
Parents, if you like the Story Pirates podcast and you want to help us keep producing episodes throughout the summer, you can visit storypirates.org/podcastfans right now to help out.
Every little bit helps.
You can also donate right now by texting GIVE to 646-202-1677.
Or visiting storypirates.org/podcastfans.
Or texting GIVE to 646-202-1677.
Storypirates.org/podcastfans.
That too.
Let's do another story.
The next story was written by a kindergartner from Goodyear, Arizona, named Logan. And Logan's story is called Stretcha Undies.
How many times has this happened to you?
One coffee, please.
Sure thing. That'll be $1.
Here you go.
Thanks very much.
Ah, now to face the day.
Sir, are you all right? Why are you walking in circles?
I'm fine. It's just that my underpants are too tight.
With an exclamation point!
Or how about this?
Hello.
A table for one?
Yes, please.
A rat's his way.
Thank you.
Madame, is everything all right?
Oh, I'm fine. It's just that my underpants are too tight! With an exclamation point!
Or what about this?
Martin, you really need to leave this house. You've been cooped up in this room for years now. It's just not healthy.
I can't. I just can't. Why don't you leave me alone?
Because I'm your friend, Martin, and I care about you. I'm not going to let you waste your life. Now just pick yourself up and come outside.
Did you hear me? I can't.
But why not?
Because my undies are too tight. With an exclamation point.
Let's face it, your undies are just too tight.
These are the undies that my mother gave me when I was a baby. They fit perfectly then, but now that I'm all grown up, they're just way too tight.
Tell me about it. What are we supposed to do? Keep buying new underwear as we grow from child to adulthood? Wouldn't that cost a fortune?
Can't you leave us alone?
It would, and I can't. Here, try these.
Stretcha undies?
That's right, it's Stretcha undies. Stretcha undies start small when you're a baby and grow with. So you can wear them forever and never buy undies again.
You mean to tell me that we can now buy one pair of underwear and then wear that same pair every single day for our whole lives?
That sounds like a dream come true. You teasing?
Does this mean I can leave my house?
I'm not, and it does. Here, try them on.
Okay.
These feel great!
They make walking a breeze!
I forgot how beautiful the sky is.
Stretcha undies. The world will be a better place.
Hey, thanks!
Warning, if you only wear one pair of underwear for your whole life, you may experience the following side effects. Swelling, nausea, headaches, stinky pants, tickle legs, giggle mouth, and loss of friends. Talk to your doctor before using stretcha undies. Do not use stretcha undies if you are pregnant or very full. Individual results may vary. To order your pair of stretcha undies, call 555-555-555-555-STRETCHY-5-5.
555-555-555-STRETCHY-5-5. The end.
Lee, did you know that I'm actually wearing a pair of stretch undies right now?
Oh, I was wondering why you looked so happy.
In fact, all of my clothes are from the Stretcha brand.
Really?
Yeah, check it out. I can get all 7 of these chickens into my shirt. Okay, 1. Okay, 2.
Peter, I'm not sure this
okay,
is...
Okay, 3. 4.
Peter, don't do this.
5! This is harder than I thought.
This isn't a good idea.
6! 7!
Wow, you brought back the huge explosion.
I'm fine. Everything's fine. The chickens are fine.
You know, maybe we should just tell everyone about the very special thank you gifts that we have available.
Here are some of the prizes we're offering to podcast fans that donate before June 30th. Exclusive digital content.
What does that mean?
It means unreleased stories, both audio and video stories, including an exclusive look at a cartoon we made of the podcast favorite, Football Tornado.
Yowza!
We're also offering Story Pirates gear. That means t-shirts, pins, stickers, magnets.
I love that stuff.
A Story Pirates family writing activity pack.
I want one of those.
A Story Pirates hero story activity pack.
Heroes like superheroes?
The very ones.
But wait, there's more! I'll even call a special kid writer in your family and record an interview with them that you can keep forever.
That's literally priceless.
Wait, really?
Yes.
What a deal!
Well, I'm glad that's the last prize because I have to clean up all of these chicken feathers.
What if I told you it's not the last prize, but you still have to clean up all those chicken feathers?
Fair enough.
Peter, you can get 4 free tickets to our show in New York City that include a backstage tour with me and you.
But you's me.
And me is me.
All you have to do to get these great prizes is visit
storypirates.org/podcastfans.
Or text
give to 646-202-1677.
I am exhausted.
Me too, but not so exhausted that I can't hear one more story.
I agree.
Here's the final story of today's story explosion. It was written by a fifth grader from Cleveland, Ohio named Dahlia, and Dahlia's story is called Mix Up Minnie.
Once upon a city, there was a girl named Minnie. Oh, here she comes now.
La 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 la. What a busy day to go for a walk. Hello there, Officer Cupcake.
Oh, hello, Minnie. So nice to see you again today.
Again? But I only just left my house a minute ago.
Really? I was sure I saw you pass by earlier.
Ha ha! Nope. Wasn't me. See you later.
Okay, yeah, sure. Bye, Minnie. Uh-oh.
That's funny. Officer Cupcake must have been confused. Hey, Mrs. Beeswax!
Minnie, how is this possible? I watched you turn the far corner just seconds ago!
Ha ha! Good one, Mrs. B. Almost had me.
But Minnie, she looked just like you! Just like you!
Silly old Mrs. Beeswax trying to trick me. What a hoot! Wow. There sure are a lot of people on the street. It's getting hard to push my way through the crowd. Hey! Watch it, bub.
Who you calling bub, bub? The name's Taco.
Taco, huh? Well, I don't like you, and I don't like your attitude.
Oh, yeah? Well, me too. About you.
I'm so upset. I'm going to ignore the fact that we look exactly alike.
We do look alike. It's very unsettling.
Well, I'm gonna stomp all the way back home.
Fine.
Fine. Ooh, that Taco really burns me up. I bet she's the girl that's been walking around looking just like me. What nerve. Time for some retail therapy. I'll just grab my credit card and... Oh, no! Where's my wallet? I must have dropped it on the street. Gotta go back and get it. Mrs. Beeswax, have you seen my wallet?
Your wallet? What does a 5-year-old need with a wallet?
I have stuff. Officer Cupcake, I dropped my wallet. Have you seen it?
Why, yes. I just saw you walking with it. That way.
What? That wasn't me. It must have been that girl that looks like me. Taco.
That's me.
Hey, you. That's my wallet. Now give it back.
Of course I will. Here, you dropped it when you stomped away and I wanted to make sure you got it back.
Wow, that's really nice. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
It's okay. Hey, let's go to my house and have a play date.
Great idea.
And since we look exactly alike, I have an idea for a fun trick to play on my mom.
Oh, that must be my daughter, Taco. Taco, honey, I'm in the kitchen.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, you girls look eerily similar. Which one of you is my daughter?
We don't know.
Well, how will I ever find out?
How about a test?
Yeah, ask us questions.
All right. What's your favorite color?
Burnt sienna.
What's your favorite bee?
Bumble.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Tacos.
You like tacos?
I like tacos.
Well, that settles it. My daughter, Taco, is the one who said pizza.
That's right, Mom. Well, there's only one thing left to do.
There is?
Well, you like tacos and I like pizza, but our favorite thing to eat is friendship.
Your name's Taco and my name's Minnie. We resemble each other more than anyone else.
We're twins, but we're not related. That can't be overstated.
I'm Taco.
I'm Minnie, and we're good friends. Fiend.
Fiend?
Fiend, also known
Levine.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We hope you'll consider supporting us today so that we can keep bringing you great stories written by kids. And if you can't donate today, you can also support us by subscribing and rating and reviewing us in iTunes so that other families can find our podcast more easily.
Or you can tell a friend.
Yep, everyone knows a family out there that doesn't know about great kids podcasts yet. Help us spread the word by grabbing their phones and secretly subscribing them to the Story Pirates podcast today.
Let's give everyone that donation info one more time.
Parents, go to storypirates.org/podcastfans or text GIVE to 646-202-1677.
Thanks for joining us for this very special bonus podcast. And we'll be back next week with a brand new regular episode.
Yep. You know, Peter, I'm going to take a nap now. Would you play that itty bitty splosion for me over and over?
Okay.
So it can help me go to sleep.
All right. But you might have the most adorable dreams.
I can't wait.
Okay. Here we go. And. So adorable.
They're the tiniest explosions.
I'm falling asleep.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.